that's what you got to do. Just want to tell you that. If you're just joining us, this is our True Team of Mascot. You know, National Advanced Training at Home. That's what I had to have you on board, Monica. As always, Plant National Sales Director, please introduce yourself and make your town famous.
We're going to let's start, man. Go ahead.
All right. Well, you ain't wasting any time then. All right. Well, Steve, we want to get it running then, folks. I tell you, we got an exciting call going on this evening. We're so honored to have our special guest tonight. But, hey, I don't get the pleasure of introducing him. I'll turn that to somebody else. But we want to go ahead and get rolling. Again, it's a pleasure to have everybody on the call. Let's get this thing going. I want to turn it right on over to our founder and creator of True Team, our great system, our proven system. He's a $150,000 founder's ring earner and national sales director, folks. Last year, number three recruiter in Ameriplan, the ace recruiters, top guy. And for 2 years running, our team was the top producing team because of this man here. Most of all, my friend, Mr. Steve Luxemburg. Steve, you with me, buddy?
I am, Alex. Thanks, guy. That was a sweet, sweet introduction. And we're praying for your dad. Those of you that are joining us here tonight, OH's dad is in the hospital with in intensive care with congestive heart failure and some upper respiratory issues. And we love you, brother. We're praying for you, Daddy. And we just believe the Lord for his total recovery and your faithfulness and your just commitment to even come and be here with us tonight is a demonstration of I just know you've been outside the whole time, and you're a warrior champion, and we're with you all the way, brother. Want you to know that.
Thank you, bud.
We're going to start tonight's call with a special guest, and we're really privileged. You guys don't get to know the DSMs, the district sales managers at Ameriplan Corporate, the same way that the national sales directors do, and those that are in leadership because of the way our system works. But we have a support team in Plano, Texas, at the headquarters of our Ameriplan that is second to none. What they do, if I were to summarize it, they cover your back. That's what they do. They support us in so many ways. My district sales manager happens to be the best of all of them that exist in Ameriplan, and he's one of the top guys not only in Ameriplan, but in all of network marketing. I'm going to introduce you to Mark Dixon in a second, but let me tell you, we're so fortunate to have this guy. He was 25-plus years with Mary Kay, over 30 years in our industry. He creates documents, follows up in our favor, pulling for the sales force all the time. Much of the policy that we see, the way it unfolds, much of the marketing tools, a lot of the creative concepts that come out of it and the plans, the promotions, and most importantly, our beloved comp plan, which he's done some amazing contributions to here with our company. We're real privileged to have this guy. I invited him to just be a special guest to open up our call tonight and to tell us about the convention, where we're at with convention, what does it mean, what can we look forward to, what are we going to get out of it, and just to kind of prepare our hearts and move us and lean us in that direction. So without any further ado, let me turn the call over to one of my greatest friends and most absolute solid supporter in all of corporate that there is, district sales manager Mark Dixon. Mark, are you there, buddy? Oh, boy, now I'm in a lot of trouble. Mark, are you there? I hope I gave him the right number to dial in on. OH, are you there? Is anybody there?
I'm here, buddy. You just had you muted out.
I'm here, Steve.
In here.
Okay, we got everybody, but we don't have Mark.
You want to open it back up and see if he's on the other side?
Yeah, let's open it up and see if Mark's on the other side, and then somebody can zip him in. You know what? Let me go ahead and give it back to you, OH, for a second. I'm going to try to call Mark and three-way him in because I know he's there waiting for us. So let me give it to you, and I'm going to try to reach him on the other line real quick, okay?
I like a plan, brother. All right, guys, hang tight just for a moment here. My phone is acting up on here. Can you guys hear me out there on the telephone?
I hear you, buddy. You're a little low.
You're there. All right. Well, good deal. Well, guys, I tell you, all right, Ralph, thanks for the mode on the internet again. I had it pretty well covered there. I can't wait to get Mark on the line too. I tell you, everything that Steve has already said about it is so doggone true. And you know, as you grow in your business, you know, guys like Mark and all are just they'll become very integral parts in building your business in terms of guidance, not only from your sponsors but from the corporate side and the things that are going on in corporate and helping you focus. Definitely some pluses to bringing a man in like Mark to hear that we can hear from him on periodic occasions and everything that's going on in the corporate side. And which
we better not pump it up too big. I didn't reach him. I'm sure it's for a very serious reason, because any of you guys that would know him would know that this is one of the most solid guys that we've ever known. And we missed him. Either I miscommunicated it, got the message wrong, but I'm not able to get him back right now. We try one last thing. Mark Mason, are you out there? Mark. We're going to move straight on, guys. We missed him, and we'll get him back, and we'll put that back together. Basically, I invited Mark to come on our call in order to just share how this is unfolding in such a powerful way out of Dallas, Texas, for the event coming up in 2 weeks, and how we're looking forward to seeing you there. Those, and you know what, they might have just fell down and passed out from total exhaustion. I wouldn't doubt that one bit. They're killing it to make this the best event we've ever had, from Roger Staubach to our awards night, from the exciting presentations and workshops, training, and lectures, talks that are going to be given, to the absolute blast that they're going to have putting together a party for us. It's going to be a great time, a high-quality time, a time where they unveil new product release information, training. There's going to be a lot coming out of convention that's new. They got thunder to release, powerful thunder to release, and it's all for you. Really, that's what Mark would say. It's really all for you. They're pouring themselves out there for the last several months, putting together this event in a most excellent way, in a most impressive professional way, and yet you're going to feel the family environment of it all, right down to meeting Dennis and Daniel Bloom and having a photo opportunity to get your picture taken with Dennis and Daniel Bloom. Those of you that are new sales directors and above, you might even want to take your pin with you to convention. I'm sure you will. But rather than pinning yourself, save that pin until you might get a chance to walk up to Dennis and Daniel Bloom and ask them for the honor of pinning you with your regional sales director pin or your senior regional sales director pin or higher. It's an exciting privilege, and I always encourage our new national sales directors to save their pin for the next event and let Dennis or Daniel, one of the top leaders in Ameriplan, pin you with your pin. It's a beautiful honor that we pass on as we go down generation and generation of national sales directors. But Mark has done such a phenomenal job for us in corporate, not only an instrumental part of putting together this event, but the things associated with our comp plan, with policy, and I wanted you to have a chance to meet him, and you will yet still have that opportunity to meet him. But maybe it was meant for us to transition straight into the training topic for tonight's call, so I'm going to change gears on you here, and I want to talk to you about leadership development and a new system of unveiling a systematic release of leadership development that we're going to institute across the board here with our team. And the purpose of this, you know, sometimes things come to you, you know, and all of a sudden it seems clear to you what's at issue and what's at hand. And I get these little revelations, and I have to tell you the truth, a lot of our system and the things that we do are built around that kind of view of looking at things marketing-wise, and I want to take you with me right into this view of this leadership development training system that we're going to unveil, because you're going to be such a key part of it. When I look at creating, and you know, we've been blessed, and we were able to take some raw concepts of internet marketing and refine them and improve upon them, and we got them from the best that there were. Really, we did. From the best that we were. From our very own upline, Michael Langto, National Sales Director, who really was the first innovator on the internet doing internet marketing for brokers. He innovated that pretty much for our company, and able to take from powerful, powerful examples like that and refine techniques in emailing and website development and prospect generation, lead generation, replication of websites, creative, the kind of things that build the structure of the system that we use to do this kind of marketing, and take it to new levels. And it's been through this type of leadership, leading out creatively, leading out in exemplary ways, that we're seeing the results we have. And I want to help other people become those kind of leaders. That's what it's really all about. So first thing that comes to me as I approach this, I see our training issues. A lot of people have been talking about, Steve, we want you to get back to the basic training. We want to hear you do live prospecting calls. We need to go over the close. We need to go over the script. And man, how right they are. And Tina, I know you're on this side of the line with me, and how right you are, and how she's been so faithful to bring that to me, that we know we have so many new people, and gosh, you know, if you were there with me earlier and heard like 150 new brokers signing in, so many new people that are in need of the basic training of dial, smile, and close, and all of the concepts that go in and surround that. But yet, the dichotomy exists, and where we run into the issue is that there is an entire other group of people that are beyond the basic recruiting, learning the system for recruiting purposes, and they're in a team building phase of their development and sticking with phase of their determination, and they need an entirely different level of training and leadership to deal with what turns out to be our greatest obstacle or opportunity for improvement, which is broker retention. Would you agree with me, leader? Broker retention is an area where we have one of the greatest rooms for improvement. And that will come with leadership development. What we need to see happen, and the goal of putting together an entire new type of training and a new type of call and a new type of system, is to literally segregate the need for training the basic broker on the system of and recruiting skills necessary to enroll people into the business. There's an entire set of training, an entire set. It's not your basic training, your new broker training call that Troy does. That's an introductory training to get your arms around the concept of what we're doing. But from there exists a massive need for basic training of how to put people in, how to sign people up, how to recruit, how to dial, smile, and close. But now, a little over 2.5 years into this team's development, I see another massive group of people, most of which make up those of you that are on this call tonight, that we've become dear friends with, set extraordinary goals and commitments to back it up, put our money, our effort, our blood, and our time where our mouth is, and are working this business, driving hard, and the greatest need that you have is in leadership development. See, when I'm looking at a new creative and I'm looking at something new to apply to the team and the marketing side, the prospecting side, or the training side, I want to look at it, and I want to get you to look at it with me as I come to this conclusion, because I want you to look at leading and thinking through where your team is at, the things that they need, and how to bring it to them. That's really where I want to take this leadership team. And we will segregate from this call. Stay with me and you'll get the details. But as I approach looking at a new creative, put it together, it's all about from your shoes. It's got to be, what do you want to help you build your Ameriplan business right now? Number one, what do you want? Number two, what do you need to help you build your Ameriplan business right now? And number three, how can I serve you and assist you within the privilege and responsibility of leading this team? We're in a new year now, and we're excited, you know, and we're going to have great recognition. It's going to be a blast and a great celebration, but we're in a new year now, and we all stand here on level ground right now, and we all start out with a zero on the left and a zero on the right, and we bring with us a lot of blessings and a lot of baggage, and we start now building this new year in Ameriplan. I love this new, fresh beginning. It reminds me of everything good. New beginnings, fresh start, forgiven, start over, clean slate. Love it. What do you want? What do you need? And how can I serve you this new year? Meet your need. the greatest need that I see that exists from knowing you and working closely with the top leaders in this company is we've got to make a massive impact. We can and we will make a massive impact on broker retention, and we're going to do that by training leaders. We're going to take those many of you that are listening to me right now, many of you that have absolutely put such a whooping on recruiting that it's already beyond congratulating you. We have so many people on this call that could sit down and put on 20 or 30 brokers this month just at the slightest little challenge that it's an unbelievable thing. They've done it time and time again. They're proven. Their track record. The scoreboard don't lie. We've got the top recruiters in the company right here on this call, and there's no doubt that they don't need any more training on how to dial, smile, and close and follow what's hot and what's not. They got that. They got the reinvestment thing. They understand their advertising budget. They're entrepreneurs. But the breakdown is happening, and the greatest need for improvement is happening is in the duplication process. We need to help you, and we need to help one another in systematic leadership development. Now, as I look at this from network marketing business point of view, I understand that it doesn't matter what I can do, and it doesn't matter what I can teach you, and it doesn't matter how I could mentor you. All that matters is what you can duplicate among others. And everything has to be viewed through those eyes as you look at implementing anything in your team, anything in your organization, anything with people you're working with. It doesn't matter how good of a closer, how good of a talker, how good of a anything we are. All that matters to us is how it duplicates. So in viewing this need of leadership development and having a definite target to strike for in an area of an improvement, knowing that you want and need this and there can be servant-type leadership given in this area, you begin to count the cost, right? Well, first of all, what good is it? You got to look at a vision. What's the end result of applying myself to a new creative project? And this is so important because I see some top people make a mistake of going and chasing on building a new creative project. Whether it's going and chasing on building on a new lead source, they want to check it out. A new autoresponder, they want to check it out. A new system for emailing, they want to check it out. And they got a new idea, they're going to go check it out. They all of a sudden get a brainstorm about pay-per-click, they're going to check it out. And we're talking about it, I'm saying, focus, get the check. Make national sales director and get the check. The system is in your hands, is the best that exists. Nobody can beat it. Nobody's yet beat it. Nobody's beating you. Nobody's beating us or the people around you. You work the system, copy it, duplicate it, master the system. Then, when you have the check to provide for your family, you go get creative as you ever wanted to get, and I will absolutely be the number one rooter on your team to root you on for improving upon the system. But until then, it behooves you to plug in and follow something that's proven that's going to work. You don't need to do trial and error when you're starting and working a business. You need to follow a proven system. And really, when you do, it's a guaranteed result. And that will be a six-figure income earner in 2 to 3 years of diligent effort, period. That's what happens. Some will do it and are doing it sooner. Congratulations, Rick Weidel, on pace to blow it away even sooner than the current record exists. But we get down to putting together a creative like this, and you're looking for a vision. Okay, what's the end result? Well, the end result of creating your own new autoresponder magical system, because you learned a little bit about HTML and you're a real genius now, is that you have a breakaway team. Can you afford it? Can you manage it? And do you even know what that means? You created a renegade replication that fails because it doesn't have the upline, sideline, and absolute public support for those to not be confused. When you create confusion, you get parallelization. People don't do anything. Follow the system. Teach them to follow the system. We'll have true duplication, and it wins, and it wins, and it wins big for you. When you're ready to go off of the system, count the cost. Well, as I count the cost of looking at creating a systematic leadership development program, this is what I get as I count the cost. This is going to help change lives. How will it? What will be the end result? What's the effect of doing this? Change lives. Producing profit. Produce profit for the people and that changes their life. They'll stay with us and grow their business. We want to produce profit for the people, for our downline, for our organization to make profit, more profit quickly, to get into a position to where they're more full-time in the game, building their business and their organization, learning how to be leaders. It's train the trainer to train leaders is what we're doing. And the first thing we look at, well, who's going to be involved in this leadership development program? It's going to be those people that have the like-minded goals. That have accomplished the minimum qualifications necessary to prove they belong there. That are in the game now demonstrating their commitment to be like-minded with us in this development. And when we weigh out where they're going, we know they're going to the top, the national sales director. These are the people, RSD and above. Should be senior and above, but we don't want to eliminate the RSD who's burning it up. For truly, he's a leader worthy of that type of unique development and mentoring. That particular RSD may yet still need to be involved in the broker basic training to master his recruiting skills, but why would we want to hold that person back from going on and learning how to duplicate? For teaching and learning how to duplicate is literally nothing to do with teaching and learning how to recruit. And we're going to segregate these into a complete different type of mentality and training record. I want to give a couple of special thanks. First of all, from Mark Dixon to Rick Weidel for seeing a burning need for taking an RSD to senior. Rick has been talking to me and says, Steve, we need to do something for the team, put together and make this happen. RSD to senior. Focus on those people. Those are the ones we're going to have to put some focus on. And then, you know, I love getting to know our people. These mentoring calls have almost killed me. Some of you are listening to me and still didn't get your mentoring call from a contest you won a month ago, and it's called Shame on Steve, period. That's the whole thing. Please call me back and show me you're as serious as I know that you are, because I, you know, am doing the best I can, and I love our people, and I love talking to our people. And we have a phenomenal team, just. And they contribute to my life and to our business and to our team. Here's an example from a young lady you'll meet in 2 weeks. This whole idea of leadership training, right down to the basic concept of how I'm actually going to build around it, was given to me by Regional Sales Director Holly Hine out of Oklahoma City. A young lady in our business just a few months with some phenomenal skills and potential, who's going to be a national sales director and leader in our company, who's literally going to grow up with us, guys, if you know what I mean. She's going to literally grow up with our company. And she is growing up, and she is a leader, and she is going to be, and she recognized this and helped me to segregate what is needed at her level versus that basic training of teaching a new person how to put on business at will. How to recruit at will is different from the, and she brought the idea to me in just a couple of sentences or less that I've built on these last several days, and I want to recognize and give special thanks to Holly for that, and just a great big thanks to the whole team for everything that each of you contribute, that we bring jointly together, that makes us a united force. For truly, you're in business for yourself, but you're not in business by yourself, not if you'll properly plug into the team. And we count the cost of doing this, and it weighs out to be a win-win for everybody. If it's your goal, if this is what you're claiming and moving toward, building an organization, leading a team, and RSD or above only, should be senior and above, but if you're a fast-track RSD and you're building an organization and you're continuing to put on business, you won't be eliminated, and we're going to create a separate call for this. This will be done at another time. You know, last year there was a point during the summer where I was doing about 17 hours of conference calls a week. I got a little burned out, and right now I'm doing one conference call a week, Monday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, and you get most of where the system is created and how it unfolds and rolls down some of the concepts and basic direction behind, from right here, and that it unfolds throughout the team. And I'm going to break off and create another call now, which is going to segregate into basically two different advanced training calls. We'll have an advanced training call that will be dedicated exclusively to that basic mastery of recruiting. Because if you can't put on business, you don't need to worry about being a leader in your organization. And then a separate advanced training call, which will be focused and intense specifically on the duplication and leadership skills necessary to build an organization. And the qualifications to be part of that is by invitation only. It's a by invitation only. I don't want that call to become every new broker curious, in love, supported, excited, enthused, but getting confused by trying to mix their leadership skills with their basic need to understand how to put on business and the ability to put on business in this company. Because truly, that person needs to get their arms around everything from the advertising budget to the dial, smile, and close before they're going anywhere. And there's no need for them to be here with us on this level. And yet you, at this level, are already mastered that. You need to be taken to the next level. Who are these leaders that we're talking about for this leadership development? You know it's you if you have put on, I'd say, 10 or more brokers. You know it's you. You know it's you if you've ever scratched your head not being able to fall asleep at night because you have people quitting and not enough of them getting in the game. Then this is for you. You know it's for you if you're wondering about all of those people you've signed up and where the heck are they now? And I've got friends out there that have signed up 30, 40, 50 brokers and seen no duplication. This is for you. Where are they going? They're unconditionally committed. To be a part of this leadership development, they're unconditionally committed. There's no giving it a try and hoping it works out for the group that I'm taking into leadership development. These are for the most unconditionally committed. Don't want to have those that are partially committed, experimentally committed, fooling around in their part-time, beginning to choose to make a serious commitment. Don't want them confused on this call. Segregate what they need from those of us that are whatever it takes, those whatever it takes people. And we've got a bunch, and you're the best that there is, and we're going to focus on you, and we're going to do it in some really cool ways. And this came from Molly. One of the greatest needs is we got to progress in the base shop building. What do you do when you're running your own calls? We got a burning hole there. Jarvis has done a phenomenal job laying out the basics of the four-point system, and there's more coming at Champions Weekend. And then there's more coming that's going to break down even further into a level that I know now is going to be one of the greatest needs you have. And that is you got to learn how to talk into people's lives. You got to learn how to take that call, run your group, and see them turn into action, inspired, goal-driven, result-oriented, promotion after promotion producing team. You've got to be able to speak into your people's lives to be a leader in demonstration and in word and in power and in posture in such a way that brings results. Because it's unequivocally undeniable that when one leader can pop 2, 3, 4, 5 RSDs a month, and another leader who's only serving as a recruiter can put on 20, 30 brokers a month and not pop an RSD, but maybe every other month, that there exists a huge gap and an opportunity for improvement. If that's you and you're not seeing 2, 3, 4, 5 RSDs a month produced in your group, then you need to come and learn how. And one of the things you're going to learn is how to speak and share the topics that we do on the training. We're going to train the trainers. For example, let's say we start next week and we're still planning a time slot. We don't have a time slot yet. It's going to come out after convention. And we get a new time slot, and this is strictly systematic leadership development by invitation only. You're going to learn how to be invited here in a moment. But the point that I'm trying to make is that when we meet on this call, one of the basic formats of the call, 50% of the call or more, 50 or more percent of the call is going to be made up of you, that senior regional sales director or above, maybe an on fire RSD putting a licking on this thing, but mostly a senior and above, sharing 10 to 15 minutes on a topic and practicing with your colleagues. You're going to practice with us. We're going to brainstorm together. We're going to practice presenting a training topic and a conclusion and an objective. We're going to learn how to put together this talk on a training topic, and you're going to learn how to deliver it and how to speak into your people's lives, how to actually talk to them, answer their challenges, their concerns, their everything from their, how they're paralyzed. What do you do now if somebody's telling you, I'm dialing and smiling and I can't get anybody close? We're going to teach you how to teach somebody to close. We're going to teach you the foundation of teaching others to close in a duplicable fashion. So every week when we gather, two or three at least, of our leaders are going to have a topic and they're going to give the presentation. From that presentation will come the revision and the outline that we'll pass among ourselves to one another, and we will have a portfolio. We will establish a portfolio of training topic summary outlines, possibly recordings, probably not, possibly recordings. And if you're ready to be the one to accept the responsibility to do those recordings, step right on up, man. I'll give you the job.
Mr. Steve.
Yes, sir.
This is your long-lost divisional sales manager.
Oh, man, I'm so glad. I needed a break, Mark. We gave you the most awesome introduction a guy would ever want to have.
I'm sure you did, and we'll debrief tomorrow. I must have been doing something incorrectly, but I was finally able to reach the conference center, and they plugged me in.
I'm glad that you got in, Mark. We're moving into a training topic of leadership development, and I don't know a guy that's more involved in the leadership development of our company, policy, comp plan, and events than you are at corporate. We've told them all about you. Why don't you give us that convention update and what we're looking forward to, and just give us a headquarters update, Mark.
Well, thank you, Steve, and my apologies to everyone on the group, but my tardiness, let's chalk it up to technical difficulties. But at any rate, we're so excited about next week. I just can't tell you. This is sort of a year of records, I guess, for Ameriplan, in the sense that this will be the highest attendance we've ever had at our national convention. We look to have in excess of 2,000 people at convention. But it's more than just total attendance. It's all about the record numbers of pen-level promotions we've had this last convention year, the record numbers of people making ACE and the new Founders Ring folks, doubling the number of national vice presidents this past year. You know, for those of you who have been with Ameriplan for a while, you may know that for a long time now, Mark Jarvis and Dale Brooks have been our two national vice presidents, and we'll have an opportunity to see two new vice presidential couples promote, national vice presidential couples promote, Joe and Carol Garvey and Brad and Amber Murray at convention. So that's exciting. Our top producer trip is going to yield, about 40% more winners than last year did. So it's a year kind of records, and it's also a year in which you'll have a chance to hear a lot of new things. Ameriplan is taking some new paths, some new steps forward, sticking our toe in the water of some different angles on our product line that perhaps we haven't done before. And we've got a couple of exciting programmatic announcements coming up at convention. So they'll be the new. But you know, all of that, as exciting as it is not really what convention is all about. Because I've been fortunate enough to be in this industry now for 21 years with a couple of pretty big companies and then the last 3 years with Ameriplan. And one thing that consistently I've heard over those 21 years when listening to people who've achieved a lot talk about the beginnings of their success, they've all talked about something that happened at convention, something that occurred early in their careers, or at some point in their careers, usually early, at a convention when, I don't know, either a light went on or a level of commitment or a desire to excel or a specific goal happened at convention that just sort of solidified their place in the business, their sense that they kind of belong to this thing and that it's a part of them and they're part of it. And I don't mean to sound at all hokey, but I think the power of convention lies in the fact that when you get a large number of people together in one place, celebrating the business they're involved in and celebrating the company in which they're involved, it kind of has a magic impact on everybody. You don't feel like the Lone Ranger, you know, where sometimes we're out there, we're plugging away, we're working leads, we're working warm markets, we're talking to people about Ameriplan, but we wonder deep down inside if we're not sitting out here kind of alone by ourselves. Does anybody know what I'm doing out here? We have great support systems, you know, in our company and the communication that Steve has set up with his group and that many of you have with each other is superb. But sometimes it does still feel like, gosh, I'm out here plugging away. When we get together at convention and there's a whole bunch of us in one place and we're celebrating the accomplishments that people have brought to fruition over the preceding year since the last convention, it just has the effect of confirming all the reasons why we decided to get into the thing in the first place. And it makes us feel a greater sense of confidence that, you know, if I stick with this thing, if I keep plugging away, if I keep pursuing it, if I don't let up, if I don't let the no's and the negatives that come up in any worthwhile endeavor get me down, I can succeed with this thing just like him or her or any other person I saw on stage. So convention is an important thing to do. It can either be a battery recharge for those of us who are there year after year, and let's face it, we all need that from time to time, or it can be a seminal cathartic event for people who go for the first time, who really see what they call the big picture, see what the company is really all about, see what all the excitement is about, see that there are other folks out there who appear to have something on the ball who have decided that this Ameriplan deal and this Ameriplan business is a pretty good thing to be involved in. And there's not one or two of them, there's a whole bunch of them. And so I think the importance of convention lies in the fact that it acts as a stimulant to our own conviction, that it causes us to confirm why we got involved in the first place and to make us feel good about what we can do with the business over the next year. Because this is entrepreneurial, folks. This is a self-driven thing. This is, what do I want to do with it? And you need all the help you can get to feel great about what you're pursuing. Even with a good support system like you have every day in Steve's organization, you still need that shot in the arm, that boost that tells you, you know what, a year ago or 6 months ago or last week or whenever it was, I made the right decision. I made the right call. I picked something that has validity. I picked something that delivers value to the consumer, something that people need and actually use and actually save money with, something that I can feel good about offering to people I know, both as members or as brokers. Convention has the effect of kind of solidifying and reinforcing all of that in people, and that's why it's important to come. You know, a lot of times we judge convention not just on the raw numbers who come, but on how many new people come. Because frankly, it's the best tonic in the world for a new person to really see what they're into, to really see what it is that they have joined, and to see the potential in it, and to see folks from all walks of life, all backgrounds, all educational levels, all experience levels, who have figured it out, and mostly through persistence and determination and just being too stubborn to quit, have achieved goals and reached heights that they themselves never dreamed that they possibly could. So it's an important thing. It's not just a show. It's important for everyone's career to be there. Now, we've about sold this one out, but we did figure out a way to have a room next to the main ballroom, very close to it, that will hold several hundred people. And we've been filling that room slowly as we've moved into the last weeks and months leading up to convention. We still have a few seats in it. It's a good deal because we never raised the early bird price. It stayed the same the whole time. It's been $179, I think, from day one. And the only difference in being a part of our satellite room is that, with the exception of a couple of meals and watching awards night on a closed circuit feed, everybody is going to be in the main ballroom for all of the general sessions and recognition. The way we did that is we originally had the ballroom set up in rounds. And what we did was we abandoned that idea, and we now have the main ballroom set up classroom style. So it has more capacity, and we're able to get everyone in. That being said, there's, I don't know, around 100 seats left, and we want to see you guys fill them up. It doesn't have anything to do with raising more registration money. It has to do with 100 more people who can see what this company's all about and have a chance to hear a broad cross-section of leaders share how they do the business, and to see all the different programs and recognitions and hear all the new things that the company's coming out with. It's a chance for 100 more people to do that, and that's why we want you to be there. It's real simple, by the way, to register if you haven't. And by the way, this could apply to someone I'm speaking to now, but it could also apply to someone who joins tomorrow or, you know, Friday of this week, who's brand new and has an opportunity to really get a jump start on their business by coming. There's a phone number I want you to note. It's 469-229-4459. 469-229-4459. And that's how you register during the day, during business hours, between now and when we get to convention at the next part. The middle part of next week. But we're super excited about it. We've got a jam-packed program. There's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of training, a lot of inspiration, a lot of education. You're going to get to see the best this company has to offer. You're going to get to hear about all the new stuff. And so for those of you who are already registered, I know that it's going to be time and dollars well spent. And for those of you who haven't registered, or if you have a new broker who really needs to be there, you know, just take it from me that there is a correlation between how well someone does in the business and attending convention. It just seems over the years that people who make the effort and the sacrifice, both financially and of their time to come, end up doing better. And it may be because they get that last measure of belief and enthusiasm that they need to go ahead and have the gumption to set a strong goal and then have the discipline and the will to work toward that goal. Maybe convention just gives you the extra dose of what you need to be able to do that. But it does seem that people who are able to come, you know, just have a leg up, have an advantage, if you will, in terms of what happens over the 12 months after convention is over. So we're super excited about it. This is our last year at the Intercontinental in Dallas. We'll be moving convention next year to a larger venue because we expect that 2,000 plus won't hold us next year. And so we'll be moving to the Wyndham Anatole next year. Again, a larger facility. So this is sort of the last year for Ameriplan and the Intercontinental, a place we've been on a number of occasions, and this will be our way to say goodbye to a facility that served us well, but that, quite frankly, we've simply outgrown. And so, Steve, that's kind of the lowdown on convention. We are just ready to go. I wish it was starting tomorrow, and hopefully next week we'll get here soon and we can all get together. And something we as a staff look forward to every year, and we're certainly looking forward to all of you and Steve and yourself and your people getting into town middle of next week and helping us celebrate what's been in so many ways a record year for the company. And Steve, again, I appreciate you letting me take some time to speak to the folks tonight, and also my apologies for my ineptitude in figuring out how to get into this call this evening.
Mark, listen, we really appreciate you coming on so very much, and for everything that you do for us. Most of the people on this call, they don't really know who you are or what they do for us. Julie and I can't wait to hug you neck. Hope Betty's going to be there.
She will be.
We love you guys. It would take me an hour just to explain the role that you get to play in everything from the marketing to the comp plan, from the DVDs to the policy, from how things roll out to the convention, and all the things that you do in our behalf to help us be successful. We just really all want to come together and say thank you, Mark, and we can't wait to see you next week, buddy.
Well, we can't wait to be there. You know, it's kind of like we've got this, Steve, you and I have talked about this. We have this machine called corporate that sits out there and hums and whirs, and basically what it is a support system for all of you, and we try to provide the best we can in terms of programs and compensation and product line and tools and events and promotions and incentives and you name it. And then you guys are out there, some 50,000 plus strong, really out there where the rubber meets the road, talking to prospective members, talking to prospective brokers. And we understand as a corporate staff something very clearly, and that is without you guys and everyone on this call, there is no Ameriplan. You are the company, and it's important for us to have a close, synergistic relationship where we work together. And that's why convention's so fun, because it's a chance for those of us who do spend a lot of time together, albeit by phone most of the time, to come together in one place and exchange greetings and good times and tell stories and fellowship together and have some recognition and do all the other fun stuff convention has to offer. So it's like those two big machines out there, the corporate machine and the Salesforce machine, both powerful, we hope, coming together and celebrating the previous 12 months and looking forward with anticipation to the next 12. So just can't wait for you to get here, man.
Hey, thanks for everything, Mark. We're going to have a great time. I hope everybody gets to meet everybody, and I start thinking about meeting everybody, and we've got a lot of people from Chute Team coming, hundreds of, and most of them are new and have never met them before. I want to make sure that you understand that when you see somebody like Mark Dixon, and he's got district sales manager on there, and he's smiling, he's looking sharp, man, he wants to meet you and shake your hand. When you know where Julie and I are sitting, and you know we're going to be in the lobby, in the lounge, every single break, every single evening, we're going to be right there, and we want you to come over and meet us. It's a real special time, so whatever you do, don't keep to yourself. Meet the leaders in Ameriplan, and by all means, don't even think about going anywhere until you find Julie and I and give us a hug. Meeting me ain't that big of a deal, but meeting Julie really is the event, and you wouldn't want to miss out on that, and we just can't wait to meet you at convention next week. I'm going to jump straight back into leadership. You know, the thing about Dixon, we call him the professor for so many different reasons. They call him the professor. He's so well-read. He's articulate. His vocabulary is unbelievable. He can spell anything. He knows words that aren't even supposed to be known. All kinds of stuff, very analytical, anal, absolutely, no doubt. But he understands things about leadership that's really, really strong that he gets to contribute into our company, and it really fit well to have a leader like that, a guy who has mentored and trained some of the most wealthy people in America, not in, only in Ameriplan. He's known the top hitters in our industry, knows what it takes, knows how to interact with those type of people. He's a great friend to have at corporate, and I'm just fortunate that we've got the best DSM that there is. And as I learned from people like this that have gone before me, about leadership and the responsibility of leadership, it behooves me to not see leadership end on my table. And I'm seeing too much of that, guys, when a whole bunch of you, over 100 of you that I know of that are on this call listening to me, need to step up into new levels of leadership. And that's the purpose of creating and laying this out on me starting another call and segregating, literally segregating, recruiting from duplication. We have mastered recruiting. The system has mastered recruiting. We've created the top recruiters that there are. That is one set of training. Clearly and distinctively has nothing to do with what it takes to lead that base shop call, to have confidence when you talk to people, to have an outline in front of you and know what topics are the most important and what topics are the least important. To understand and organize how to take that call to a conclusion so that every call ends with a challenge to action. For if there is no purpose for our gathering, then why shall we gather? To be able to take and speak into somebody's life that's doubting themselves, the company, but most of all their own ability to just make it, and to encourage them to not give up. These are not born traits, and I want to make it perfectly clear. I'm no born leader, not at any stretch of the imagination. Leadership is a learned talent, virtually not too different from the recruiting talent. You have to be able to talk. You probably need an IQ over 86, and you need to have enough work ethic to roll your hiney out of bed. So there's no doubt that some of it you got to have it in your guts, but all of you have that. And there's no reason that somebody that has mastered recruiting and can put on numbers at will should have difficulty in the area of duplication, except that they haven't learned how to present and speak, motivate and drive, listen and support, three-way call and close, and train closers to close. And that's what I want to focus it on. I want you to know how to do a 21-day countdown to fast-track somebody to RSD. What each of those days would represent and how the call would go. How you would organize the topics of your training from most important to least important. How you can literally create a closer by educating them on the fiscal responsibility of a revolving advertising budget. Nobody but the people I see to personally work through this with ever could really articulate back to me a revolving advertising budget. It's a fiscally responsible advertising budget. It is not a debt-producing advertising budget, and we've got to learn how to duplicate that down line. The growth of a base shop from the point system checking in to how to give recognition. You know, Mark has led out in this way far beyond that which he really needed to do, and he opened it up to the entire company beyond that which he needed to do. But we need to take it to additional levels, and you're going to see this also at convention. And you're going to see it followed up on and practiced right down to your level. And then one of the biggest things that we need to do is we need to practice with one another. That almost sounds crazy, I know. But Holly, it was brilliant. The reason why we've had such great success with the phone script is because we tell people, and we teach people, and we make people take that script, print it out, go out in the backyard and read it 10 times out loud to the trees, an inanimate object that can neither reject them nor fall asleep. And then we teach them to move from an inanimate object to a live animal like a cat, which will be finicky and indifferent, and then to graduate to a spouse or a friend, which we can get a little bit of loving critique. And then finally to call our sponsor for some polish and direction. And we know from history, without a shadow of a doubt, that those who do that are successful when we apply the three-way calling and the closing talent that's involved. Well, I just forgot something, guys. You're going to think I'm so scatterbrained here. Before I run out of time and close out this call on this new training we're going to be doing and going into some more details, there's a couple of people that need a roommate, and I'm going to be real remiss. I'm sorry to throw this in and break your concentration and mine. If you are a woman who has a possibility of sharing a would be willing, let me just say, if you're a woman with a room at the convention that would be willing to take in a wonderful roommate whom I love dearly, would you please send me an email to steve@trueteam.net. That's steve@trueteam.net. And just let me know that you would take in a female roommate on True Team. And I would really appreciate that because we need that. Not that I want to get in the middle of travel agent stuff. Thank God for Julie. I don't have to do that. But I do need a female that has a room that might let somebody come and bunk in with them one way or the other. All right, back to... Let's wrap up this whole concept of systematic leadership development and try to lock in our focus on what do you need to do. You know you need the brainstorming. You know you need to share. You know you need to get on the phone with a small group of leaders and share a presentation and learn to practice, because we've learned by experience that you need to practice it out loud. And practicing it on us, then you'll go put a killing on your base shot. Not that we're going to critique. We're going to love and encourage. If you know anything about who we are, it'll be a lot of love and encouragement, or you don't know a thing about us. But we're going to meet, and we're going to help, and we're going to polish, and we're going to practice how we lead. And we're going to learn leadership. It's a learned trait. It is not a born trait. And if you can master recruiting, you can master leadership and duplication. And we're going to focus on it in a segregated manner. Who? Only those who are invited. You're invited if you simply send an email to julie@trueteam.com, and in the subject line it must read this and this only: I am a leader. julie@trueteam.com, subject line, I am a leader. One more time, in case you just maybe forgot to have a pen and missed all the notes for tonight. julie@trueteam.com, subject line, I am a leader. That's going to sort you into a spreadsheet and give you the information of when and where this call is. It is by invitation only. If you've got somebody in your organization that feels that you feel it's very important that they're on this call, then you make sure that they've sent an email to julie@trueteam.com with the subject line, I am a leader, so they're included. Because we don't want to end up with a publicized call where our new brokers are coming on and all they need is systematic recruiting development. Because when you have confusion, you get paralysis of analysis. And true duplication is a paradox of paralysis of analysis. And I want to thank every one of you for the contributions that you make to make this possible. It's going to be great. You're going to be the ones that contribute to one another and learn to stand strong, for you're the leaders of tomorrow. And I just get the real, real privilege of serving you and kind of pivoting this thing and putting it all together. But you'll be leading the call, and you'll be leading your group, and then you'll be leading your organization. And then you can send me an email from onto my Tahitian island somewhere, okay? I love you guys so very much. I can't wait to hug you next week. God bless you, and good night.